Obscura is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com. to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. In a hauntingly unique, compulsively readable, engrossingly intense psychological thriller for readers of Freda McFadden, John Mars, Karen Slaughter, and the Lovely Bones, three women murdered by the same man unite in the afterlife to find justice. A devastating tale of female rage and righteous vengeance. Ask for Andrea will leave readers gutted and asking for more. Three women unite in the afterlife to stop their killer in this viral thriller, perfect for true crime fans. Listener, I personally could not stop reading this book. It feels almost cinematic, and the characters leap right off the page. Now, if you'd like to read this yourself, you can find the deluxe special edition trade paperback of Ask for Andrea wherever books are sold for a limited time. Again, you can find the deluxe special edition trade paperback for Ask for Andrea wherever books are sold for a limited time. Listener, have you ever thought about the people on the internet that you've interacted with, unknowingly, that are monsters, those hiding in plain sight, that otherwise seem normal, or are doing horrific things? I think about that a lot. I think about how some of the most popular episodes I've made are related to internet criminals, killers, abusers, etc. Now, why is that? I think that there's something tied to it. A little bit of this idea that we're interacting with these people. It unsettles us. It unnerves us. The fact that you can be speaking with a serial killer or someone doing horrific things to their family. These true crime cases that cover such incidents kind of pulls the veil back and gives people a taste of that unsettling feeling. Today's episode is about something like that. I don't want to spoil it, but due to popular request and demand, this is an internet-related case. There is something to that, though, right? I think about the Brian Koberger case and how he interacted with several YouTubers that were popular, who then found out that he watched their content, and how that left them feeling uneasy. It's that sense of unease. It eliminates that feeling of shelter that we have around us, that leaves us feeling safe and not vulnerable, that what we know around us is the truth. I think about when I was a teenager, and I used to walk to my friends, sometimes very late in the night. We're talking midnight, 1 a.m. type deal when I was getting into trouble. And I remember one time I was walking on this sidewalk, and along the side of me were these trees. And I remember one night I heard something in the trees. It's like strange chanting. And immediately in my mind, all these thoughts flooded of all the movies I've seen, cults and everything else. So I don't know what came over me, but I kind of snuck up close to the trees and I looked through to see what I can see. And what I saw was a man dressed in regular clothes, but he was shaking his head left to right violently and mumbling unintelligible words. Now, I don't know what happened, if I made a noise or something, but he stopped suddenly and just kind of proclaimed, "What?" and looked around, and my heart beat out of my chest. I didn't want this guy to know that I saw whatever the hell he was up to. And so I quietly pulled back and like tiptoed my way down the sidewalk in the other direction. And when I told my friends about it later, they didn't believe me because it was so far-fetched. Now looking back, I don't know, I feel like if I was making something up, it'd be more interesting. Now, that story stuck with me for a while, that experience, because I never knew what the hell that guy was doing. Why he was walking a trail in the woods alone, shaking his head left to right, mumbling unintelligible words, in the dark. That's the thing, in the dark. There's images of people wandering abandoned homes and factories late at night, doing who knows what. Something about thinking of people just up to whatever you couldn't possibly know. I don't know. That always bothered me, that this guy could be living a normal life with his family. He could have kids, but at night, he walks the trails in pitch black dark, making unintelligible noises, and his family would never know. I mean, it's not like what he was doing was a crime. So, I think that's part of what this internet stuff taps into. When we're online, we're connected to these people, whether we like it or not. When we find out someone that we may have interacted with was up to no good, their presence in our life is unfortunately felt. With that said, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On July 26, 2012, Reddit user Carl H. was distinguished as Redditor of the Day, a title reserved for quasi-celebrity Reddit users. You see, listener, during its early days, the website Reddit was a smaller community. Prominent Reddit users would gain a unique status on the site. Carl H. quickly grew popular as a Reddit user because he enjoyed spending his free time teaching Reddit users programming. I'll play a little bit of his YouTube channel for you now.
Hello and welcome to Computer Science for Everyone. My name is Carl Harold, and I've been a professional programmer for over 15 years. In this course, I'm going to teach you how to begin writing your own computer software. Later in the course, when we do start writing actual programs, we'll be using this program to do so. This is called CodeBlocks. And I'll show you how to set that up so you can actually write and run your own programs. But don't get in too much of a hurry, though. There's a lot of material that we need to cover before you'll be able to actually write your own programs, but we'll get there. Now, don't worry if you've tried to learn programming before. Or it might be that you learned the basics of a programming language, but you're not able to actually sit down and make something useful. There is a big difference between knowing a programming language, such as what a book teaches, and knowing how to actually make usable software. Most programming books and tutorials just focus on how to use a particular language's syntax, but they don't explain beyond this. As a result, there are many people out there who have learned programming, which effectively means that they can write a program so long as it consists of displaying some text on the screen. So, what is the missing link? The answer is libraries. Libraries are the tools that you need as a programmer to actually make useful software. In short, libraries provide you with functions that you can call rather easily from inside your programs to actually put your knowledge to work. For example, nothing in the core language of C gives you the ability to draw a circle, but a graphics library very well might have a function called drawCircle. And this is how advanced applications and games are built. The libraries themselves are put together and packaged for programmers to use, and then the language serves as an interface between the programmer and the libraries. We will be spending a great deal of time working with these types of libraries to build real, usable programs and games in this course. Keep in mind that unlike a programming book, this is an interactive course, And if you get stuck or need help along the way, just feel free to ask your questions in the discussion areas, whether on YouTube or at the website computerscienceforeveryone.com. Also, keep in mind that this course and all materials offered are offered free of charge. I hope you enjoy this course, and if you have any questions, feel free to post them.
He did this for free and was showered with praise and adoration as a result. Quickly regarded as one of the most beloved members of Reddit on the site. These days, his name rarely, if ever, comes up. We'll get to that later. In a Q&A, dated back to 2012, Carl H. stated he was 31 years old, that he was male, and that he loved living in New York. He explained that he was married, loved cats, hot chocolate, veal parmesan, Game of Thrones, Babylon 5, and the video game StarCraft. Carl H. told the users of Reddit that silly situations made him laugh, that he hates willfully ignorant people, that his major regret in life was taking loans at 21 years old. He described the most important thing in the world to him as family. Later on, Carl H. made a post to Reddit explaining that a nasty rumor had spread online about him. Carl H. explained that the rumor obviously wasn't true, and that he needed the aid of Reddit users to extinguish this untrue lie. The dirty lie was smearing the reputation of a beloved Reddit user, after all. So, with the aid of Reddit, many Reddit users created posts using Carl H.'s full name, Carl Philip Harold, to knock the rumor out of the Google search results. A few days later, Carl returned to Reddit, this time to thank the users of the site. His post read, "A few days ago, I post and ask Reddit, asking if anyone could help me to remove or fight against a lie that has been the number one search result for my name and damaging my reputation for over 5 years. Many of you took it upon yourselves to help me by posting links and content with my name all over the internet via Reddit, Twitter, and just about everywhere else. Amazingly, so many of you did this that for part of June 30th, my name was actually the fifth most searched for item on Google worldwide, even beating Larry King on the day of his announced retirement. Many of those searches came from people who just happened to see my name from your posts and went to Google to figure out why so many people were saying it. Reddit, in a matter of less than 12 hours, you shifted the search behavior of the entire internet in much the same way as a major geopolitical event. At least tens, if not hundreds of thousands of searches were done for a search term that, prior to that point, had few, if any, searches. Enough searches were done to result in the automated creation of over 200,000 new web pages containing my name. Many of these pages were automatically created by companies that create content pages designed to rank high for popular search terms. The overall effect has been brute force nullification of the web page containing the lie. And here we are on July 4th, and finally, after 5 years, that lie is completely gone from the first 5 pages of search results on Google and all other search engines. And it seems to be dropping more every day. Further, many other pages containing my name now rank high on Google, including automatically generated pages that have nothing to do with me, as well as pages about other individuals who share my name. Nothing negative, therefore, stands out against me. For 5 years, I've had to live with this stigma of this lie. I have had to explain it to friends, family, and business associates. I no longer have to live with that. Thank you to everyone on Reddit who helped." A proud Reddit user left this comment in response. "I think one of the main reasons people were so willing to help is the fact that you have given your time to help so many people here to learn programming for free. And you're not just some random account that asked for help. You have given up your free time to help people on here." Listener, Chime is changing the way people bank. Fee-free and smarter banking built for you, not just the 1%. Chime isn't just another banking app. They unlock smarter banking for everyday people with products like MyPay, giving you access to up to $500 of your paycheck anytime and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Some old banks still don't do this. Forget overdraft fees, minimum balance fees, and monthly fees. Chime makes your everyday spending work harder by delivering real rewards and financial progress. Earn up to 3.5% APY on savings, 8 times higher than traditional banks. And Chime is rated 5 stars by USA Today for customer service. Real humans, 24/7. And Chime also has the Chime Card, the new card that unlocks safer credit building and cash back with everyday spending. Together, at last. There's no annual fees, no interest, and no strings attached. And when you get qualifying direct deposits, you get 1.5% cash back on eligible Chime Card purchases. My younger self would have benefited so much from this. Chime is not just smarter banking. It is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. It just takes a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/obscura. That is chime.com/obscura. Listener, I want to take a moment to recommend another podcast called Mind of a Monster, The Killer Nurse. Mind of a Monster is a podcast series from ID that drives into the minds of notorious serial killers like Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, and more. This season, they explore the chilling story of Kristen Gilbert, a nurse who murders 4 of her patients between 1989 and 1995, and is suspected of killing dozens more. Criminal psychologist Dr. Michelle Ward takes us inside Kristen's twisted mind, uncovering why she kills and how she manages to do it right in front of her colleagues. The entire season is out right now, so you can binge it wherever you get your podcasts. And coming up next, they're covering Israel Keyes, a serial killer who picks his victims at random across the U.S. and covers his tracks with terrifying precision. That new season drops early next year. Don't miss it. Listener, if you like Obscura, you'll definitely enjoy Mind of a Monster, The Killer Nurse. Listen to Mind of a Monster, The Killer Nurse, wherever you get your podcasts. Time that could have been spent with your family and friends. In a small way, every person on here that you help feels like family and friends. The internet would fight for you, Carl, just like they would fight for any cause they believe in, any charity they felt connection to, anyone who needed help and was genuinely a nice person. In 2014, Carl Philip Harold was arrested for his involvement of a child sexual abuse material ring. The person used to create this material was Carl's son, his 9-year-old son. You see, Carl separated his son from his wife, who lived in a different state, and Carl, living in Alabama, found several other men, and they kept his son out of school, never let him leave the house, and produced abuse materials so violent, so awful, so horrific, that investigators had a hard time finding the child at first because none of them could watch the material for very long. They struggled to place the child and build a case because the content created was that vile. We're talking investigators threw up and had nightmares and had to seek therapy due to the videos produced by Carl Philip Harold. Him and his partners produced enough images and videos to create a small child abuse material ring in their area where they sold these tapes online, or I should say videos, and eventually they were all busted via a sting. But Carl would not see justice. In shame, he hung himself in his prison cell on November 3rd, 2014. The members of Reddit, particularly the ones that were a part of Carl H. Programming's Reddit page, were horrified. First there was shock, then denial, acceptance, and then they turned their back on Carl H. forever. He's become somewhat of a Reddit boogeyman, someone that's mentioned in hushed whispers. His name sometimes shows up in Reddit comments, warning people that even if a Reddit user seems like a good, kind man, there may be a monster lurking behind that account. His son, Carl H.'s son, was exposed to STDs, and investigators said that the son needed to be placed in immediate protective custody because he was racked with mental illness and needed immediate help from medical professionals. I hope that wherever he is, he has found some semblance of healing. Though I must admit, man, 9 years of that is a lot of damage. I can imagine that is a lot to repair. My heart goes out to him. Some of the fallout material that I've discovered digging through old Reddit pages and the Internet Archive is interesting. I've gathered a few Reddit comments, posts, etc., some deleted, some not, that I want to read here. 9 years ago, a user, RickAJF, posted this. I think I knew Carl better than most folk on here, but I didn't see this coming. I got busy with life, and I lost contact with him around the time he started up these programming tutorials. I only recently found out about what he did to his son, and that he's not in this world anymore. One of the biggest shocks of my life. I'm sure a lot of people here will remember him as a monster, and if he did even half the stuff I've read about, he certainly was. But what I remember of him is so different. I first talked to him on chessclub.com about 15 years ago, when he was starting Clickalyzer up. Carl wasn't 20 yet, and I was still in my early teens. When I told him about my depression and troubles making friends, he gave me his phone number. I talked to him for hours on end about religion, programming, and just life. I lived on the other side of the US, so we never actually met in person. But for a young and socially inept loner like me, he was one of my best friends. The conversations I had with him shaped so much of my life. He's a big part of why I majored in CS in college, and why I eventually became an atheist. He helped me grappling with a lot of tough issues I had during my teens. Carl always did sound like he had some serious family problems, and was living on his own from early on. When he married his wife, he was still a religious guy, but that marriage was a disaster. According to him, she developed serious mental issues soon after their son was born and peaced out, leaving him as a single father. He never gave me any hint that he was gay or that he would do anything that could harm his son. Everything he said made it sound like he loved his son more than anything in the world. It really boggles the mind. Maybe he wasn't telling me the whole truth, and maybe I didn't know him as well as I thought. But I can't help but wonder if I could have stopped him, if I'd kept in touch. I don't know what happened to him during his last years, and I know he's not here anymore. But Carl, I'm sorry it had to end this way. I'm sorry I couldn't help you avoid this. Another user, E. Davis, had this to say. I once did a phone interview with Carl H. for a part-time job. We connected after he posted on our programming, looking for help with his web analytics company. Within 5 minutes of talking to him, I started to feel uneasy. Something about him just felt off. In particular, I remember him really bragging about how smart and accomplished he was. I brushed him off a few months later. The job wasn't scheduled to start for a while. I said I was no longer interested. I guess the moral of this story is to trust your gut. Listener, Carl's Reddit history is full of interesting and even contradictory moments. He was a supporter of the Westboro Baptist Church and had this to say. Personally, I know that God is judging America for its sins, and that more and worse is coming. My doctrinal beliefs are the same as those of the Westboro Baptist Church that I have seen thus far. This is rich, considering what he ended his life over, the monstrous acts he committed. At the same time, he once saved a person's life in a Suicide Watch subreddit. Many of the comments I've read concerning Carl are those that are conflicted. Many say that they owe their career to a monster, and it really shows the conflicting nature of humans, that we could be so good to people while horrible to others. I'm sure many of those users have been left with a feeling of uneasiness That uneasiness I started the episode talking about. We don't have magic powers that shows us the horror that lurks beneath. We can only do our best and hope that whatever front-facing person that each individual is showing us is the truth. Not all of us are that lucky.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.